Hi, my name is Lois Nethery. Welcome to Effortless Fertility episode 4. In this episode, we're going to continue talking about Hunyuan medicine, and we'll keep exploring it from different angles, probably for several episodes, maybe going back and forth with the three principles. If something comes up, what I'd like to do sometimes is to bring a comment or an insight about something that's come up during my week, you know, working with people, because sometimes, well, often actually, it's really nice to hear that things that you're struggling with are things that other people are struggling with too. And not even finding out what they've done to fix it, that's often not what people are looking for. It's just knowing in what way they're grappling with it, and to feel validated that grappling process is normal. And just as a little tangent, because this is all about tangents, so thank you for giving me permission to go on another one. An analogy I came up with a little while ago, which I visit sometimes with people, and just to, if you like it, take it on as a picture that can be helpful for you. And this is not about fertility, but I think fertility is just a microcosm of suffering in life. So I think that it's a struggle that requires us a lot of the time to dig very deeply, even to look into spiritual traditions for some kind of meaning, if that's your bent. You know, it's a deep struggle. And so this is an analogy not just for fertility, but for, you know, when life is a struggle, maybe if we're feeling isolated. So imagine that you're sitting at the table doing a crossword puzzle, and you've got out, say, 2/3 of it, and there's, you know, 4-letter word and second letter U that means whatever, and you know, if you get this one, then you can get another 3 words and fill this whole corner, you know, this whole section. And there's no way in. You've got a gap. You've done part of it. It's been satisfying. It's felt good to think and to find the answer. The process of looking at the clue and finding the answer, and the satisfaction of seeing the pieces start to fit together and to form a whole, and to see what's left, and to get a sense that you can solve it. All of that stuff is actually enjoyable. Like, this is something that you're doing for pleasure. No one's asking you to do it. It's not a school assignment. No one's going to pay you for finishing it. This is something that you're doing for pleasure. There's a pleasure in not knowing, and then knowing, and then putting it in. There's even a kind of a weird pleasure in getting it wrong and then figuring it out that part's wrong and fixing it, and then seeing how then, like a dominoes, oh, now that and all are all going to fit. You know, all of this is our mind gets pleasure out of struggling, thinking, looking, finding, seeing connections. And then there's someone else sitting at the table, and they're going out about their business. They're maybe reading the paper. And you say to them, what's a 4-letter word, second letter U that means whatever? And they say, oh, what about this word? Yeah, thank you. Oh, great. That's the one I was looking for. And then you put that word in, and then, yep, sure enough, all of the other ones fit into place, and then you're off and running and enjoying it again. What you needed from that person was just this one little bit of information, and then the rest of it's fallen into place again for you. Now imagine a different scenario where you're getting stuck, and you've got someone, that person's not sitting there minding their own business reading paper. They're standing behind you, looking over your shoulder, holding their coffee, going, 13 down is habitat. And it's like, oh, do you mind? I hadn't got there yet. And it's really annoying. And sure, they've filled in a gap for you, just like the other one. So what's the difference? The difference is that you knew that you could get there in your own sweet time and under your own steam, given the circumstances or given the development of where you're at with a crossword puzzle. You knew that you would get to 13 down and that more than likely that word would have come to you. And so our struggle is like this. Like there's something that's connected about struggling with something that's difficult in life, where what's really validating and what's really important is to know I'm not alone in this. Like this is not outside the normal human experience. It's certainly not the norm. It's not what everybody is going through. But I know that what I'm going through is in the parameters of explicable. It's not outside of the box, even though it's really hard. And hearing the ways in which it's hard for other people makes me feel not alone. It's something like asking the person for that word, maybe. It's like, I know that if I need to reach out, there are people around who understand. If it's a support group of my fellow experiencers of this particular form of suffering, I know that they're around. Or I can reach out to professionals who work with this and have a deeper knowledge of it than someone who doesn't. I know that there are people around who I can ask, but right now I'm grappling with it in my way. But I know if I get stuck, I can reach out, and that I'm not just out in outer space with this one. So I guess that's a little tangent that's taken up most of our talk today. But I don't know where that came from, but I hope that that's been helpful to you, the crossword puzzle. Just keeping that in mind, that, yeah, if I bring examples of how someone is grappling, that it's going to be in that vein. It's not going to be to give you the answers. It's not going to be me standing over your shoulder with my cup of morning coffee and telling you what to do before your sweet time has arrived to know that. I'm not going to be holding anything back. But I'm not going to take that on as my role to take that process away from you. But I'm going to be really transparent with everything that I can share. So I hope that this process is going to be enjoyable for you and is being enjoyable for you in these four episodes thus far. So I guess in the next couple of minutes, what I might do is set you a little bit of homework, or let's call it home play. And this will introduce you and draw out, you know, the root of the word educate in Latin. And I don't speak Latin, it might be pronounced educare, I'm not sure. It means to draw out. Now, I read somewhere recently that that's not true. So anyway, people like to quote that. So to educate means to draw out of you the connections that you already have. It's a nice idea anyway, so let's run with that. I would like to draw out of you what you already know about life's cycles, so that I'm not standing over your shoulder with my morning coffee. We're going to have this conversation on a different kind of plane. So could you grab some pictures, some magazines, ideally? They're a good place to start. Warringah Library has, you know, used magazines for 50 cents. That's a great resource. Or if you've got magazines around, or if you've got a doctor's office who's got old ones that they're happy to give away. And just cut them all up so all the pictures are higgledy-piggledy everywhere. Don't get sucked in by the stories. And then get a piece of cardboard and draw a circle, not taking up the whole thing, but not tiny. Like a circle that goes, you know, with plenty of space on the outside. And then down the bottom, I want you to write winter. So that's going to be, say, at south. And then up the left-hand side, so at west, you're going to write spring. At the top, at north, you're going to write summer. And then down the right hand side or the east, you're going to write autumn. And if you want to, under the winter, you can write night. Under spring, you can write morning. Under summer, you can write midday. And under autumn, you can write afternoon/evening. And that will give you an extra layer of meaning. And now with the pictures that you've got, and just in a really fun way, in a really enjoyable way, like make it a Saturday afternoon playtime. Grab a pair of scissors, grab some glue or some tape. And just, you know, letting your subconscious just select for you, not making it a thinking exercise, just cut out things and glue them around those words, and you get brownie points if you're transitioning from one into the other one, thinking about how does this one change into that. Don't overthink it. You might just enjoy it. It might work out that way for you. If it does, great. If it's turning into a continuity. Otherwise, if it's just four sections, beautiful. So what you're doing is you're using your subconscious that has all of these intricate interconnections that helps you navigate through life like an expert. And we're going to start tapping into that, your source of wisdom. And next time we meet, I'll start giving you some information that might bring something new to you from Chinese medicine, and we're going to connect those things together to draw out of you this sort of level of knowledge that you've already got, and then we're going to start to enrich it and add layers. So I hope you enjoy your homework or your home play. If you'd like to contact me with any questions or suggestions, please feel free to do so at effortlessfertility.com. And until next time, enjoy your assignment, and I'll see you in episode 5.